Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchand. We are counting the days until we reach the 2017 NFL Draft and call this year a wrap, and then we'll quickly approach 2018 and the prospects going through the same prospect. But with that said, we love bringing you the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars on today's platform, and that is the College to Pro Players Platform Show. We're going to be joined with the Southern Utah versatile running back special team standout, Rayshon Pringle, and he'll be kind enough to join us, and we'll talk a little bit about what this kid does to make him a draftable prospect and a kid that should be a priority guy at the very least heading into this upcoming draft season. And there's a lot going on, obviously, in the world of football. There's a lot of team visits. There's a lot of things going on that really kind of make this an exciting time, not only for the fans out there, but if you're a fan of, you know, these NFL teams, it's interesting to see, you know, the visits that these teams are making and just kind of seeing the teams doing their due diligence, if you will, to kind of find out, you know, what these kids are made of, you know, how they come across in interviews. And it goes a long way in, you know, saying, hey, you know what, we want to select this guy when their name does eventually come up on each team's NFL draft board. You folks know if you miss any of these shows in their entirety, they're always free and they're available at iTunes under the Players Platform Show. And then you can always check them out at Blog Talk Radio. You just simply type in the player's name followed by Blog Talk Radio, and that should give you access to any of these podcasts. And as always, we'll be featuring the draft bio page. We always look to say it'll be your one-stop and shop for everything you need to know about these guys as they make their path towards that next level. We're going to be chasing down Rayshon Pringle. We just texted him a few minutes ago, so I'm sure he's kind of tightening up what he has to do, but he says we're okay and good to go. So that means we should be okay and good to go in terms of getting him on the show and talking a little draft with this young man. And I tell you what, how dedicated he was. He's on the West Coast, and we were going to do this show quite early, and I'm glad that we were able to identify that he was coming from the West Coast side, so we didn't have this kid waking up basically at 6 in the morning to do the show. But that just kind of shows, you know, he was willing to come on that early. I thought they took some respect on that instead of saying, hey, you know what, can we make it a little later so I don't have to get up so early? He was ready to go at the crack of dawn to get this show wrapped up, so I thought that was kind of unique and interesting. You guys know the drill as well. If we get to about the 10-minute point in each one of the shows, we usually reschedule with our guests because we really like to get as much time with them as possible. And I always like to say, you know, more of them, less of me makes for a great show. And like I said, if mom's kind of just taking up the first half of the show, it just leaves us too little time to kind of really escape with what we want. So with that said, we do actually have Rayshon Pringle here on the C2P. Rayshon, can you believe your teammates are kind of, you know, going through the spring ball motions and you're getting ready for the next level?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Last few couple of years I've been in the spring, I've been with them out there. So it's still kind of weird I'm not out there, but still a blessing that I'm getting ready to play at the next level and preparing myself. So it's good.
Definitely. And I'm curious, I mean, some of the guys that we have on the show at this point in the year, since spring ball is up and running, have you had that nightmare morning, Rayshon, where you wake up thinking you're missing practice?
Yeah. Sometimes I call myself waking up 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, but thinking I was going to be late to wait for practice. So I still had that feeling.
That's awesome. And I'm curious, I mean, obviously you're a pretty athletic kid. You're pretty versatile. I'm curious, I mean, growing up, Pop Warner or Pee Wee, were you kind of a step ahead of all the other kids? I mean, were you the guy scoring, you know, 2, 3, 4 touchdowns every game?
I would say I was, but I also like playing with older people. So, but yeah, I think that's how it was. I was always trying to be the best. Everything, every player, I mean, every team I try to be on, I would always try to be the best player on the team, or probably the best player on the field every time. So that's how I look at it.
Excellent. And I'm curious, I mean, I'm sure you played multiple positions. You've kind of grown into the player you've become. But, I mean, along the path through middle school and high school, kind of how did you emerge as the running back special teammate?
think from running back, it stuck with me because that was the most natural position I could play. Like, it was just a natural thing. Like, it would be times I wouldn't play it for months, but I'd be put back in that same position, and it would, like, all come back instantly. So it's like a natural thing for me. So I think.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Rashawn Pringle here on the C2P as we talk some NFL draft. Again, if you miss any of this show in its entirety, iTunes under the Playforms platform show, Block Talk Radio, and obviously CollegeToPro.com, all opportunities to download and listen to this show again. For you, I mean, at what point of your collegiate career do you kind of get the sense that what you're doing is kind of getting noticed from those NFL eyes, the guys that kind of can take you to the next level? Because I'm sure you know as well as everybody wants this opportunity to get to the next, you know, to that next level. But when does it kind of sink in that you have a realistic shot at doing this?
I mean, like I said before, I've just been playing this game since I was a little kid. It's always been my dream. Football is a very passionate sport to me. So I think most people that play the sport, it's like they just play it just because. But it will come out eventually if they don't really love the sport. Like, you can tell when a person loves the sport and just playing, just play. I mean, I've been playing sports since I was little, so I really love the sport.
Nice. And I ask this of all the guys that come on our show. You know, if we put you in the film room, the scouts are breaking down some tape while you're in there. I mean, what do you think they're really going to walk away, you know, when they see tape? What are those characteristics to the position of running back that kind of make you stand out?
Probably make me stand out is probably my receiver ability from the backfield. I think that's the best attribute I have as playing running back.
Okay. Definitely. And how about what goes unnoticed? I mean, what are some of the things, I guess, film doesn't reveal in terms of, you know, leadership quality? Maybe you're a film room junkie. Maybe you're a weight room warrior. I mean, what are some of those characteristics that scouts should know about that they won't see by just breaking down tape?
I'm pretty sure if they'll watch film, they'll probably say my weakness is probably running between tackles. But the thing about it, I honestly can run between tackles. And ever since I was in college, I probably was like the top five strongest person in the weight room, including linemen. So.
Wow. Nice. And I'm curious, I mean, because I see so many variables on the internet. I mean, what's your height and weight right now?
My height is about 5'11", 195.
Perfect, definitely. And you definitely got some wheels on you and that versatility again. And we'll talk a little bit about developing into, you know, a kick returner and what was it like, you know, kind of starting that next chapter and adding a little bit more to your repertoire.
I think it was a good thing. I mean, adding kick and turning type of ability was good for me. I mean, I always played it since high school, so kind of a thing I wanted to do when I got to college. Should have honestly made the move earlier in college, but I did it my last year.
Nice. And this is a big hit or miss question because sometimes teams are very discreet and associate with guys at all. Sometimes they just want to give you a handshake and say hi. But in terms of just, you know, your pro days and your workouts and everything that's kind of been going on, have you had any interaction with any NFL teams?
I had a few from my pro day. I talked to a lot of teams at my pro days. So it kind of been a lot now. I got two workouts set up, local workouts. I was with the Niners. So I'm getting prepared and ready for that right now.
Definitely. Does that put a little pep in your step knowing that they're taking notice of what you're doing, my man?
A little bit. Still try to stay humble and still go to work out like everything the same.
Yeah, it's a process, man. It's an exciting time. This one is a cliche question, but I have to ask. I think it helps our listeners identify with what type of guy you are in terms of guys that they see on Sunday. Do you comparisons to anyone, or is there anyone that when you watch Sunday football, you kind of say, hey, you know, I kind of mirror what this guy does?
Yeah. I mean, I watch a lot of players, but I still think my game is different. It's unique. It's I'm out of my game with myself. But I do watch a lot of players. I grew up watching Adrian Peterson, LeSean McCoy, Reggie Bush, those type of guys. Try to, like, steal something from them. But I still think I got, like, a unique style of playing.
Excellent stuff, man. Well, hey, man, we're almost out of time, but, man, I was excited to get you on. I know you get you bring a lot of potential to this next phase in your life in terms of being a prospect. But before we let you go, we always like to throw some lighthearted, little off-the-wall questions your way. You ready to take a shot at those?
I'm up for that. I'm up.
All right. Now, your head coach, does anybody do a great impersonation of him? And if so, do they do it in front of him?
Probably the younger guys.
How about this one? Female celebrities, Rayshon. If any female celebrity you can invite for a quick dinner date, who are you gonna have join you?
Ooh, Sanaa Lathan.
Yeah, nice, nice. I haven't heard her name in a while, but yeah, that's a great one. Nice, I like that one. And how about this one? This is a huge hit or miss. Sometimes you guys have a ton of them. Sometimes you have none of them, but nicknames in the locker room could be you or a teammate. Who had the most bizarre nickname?
Dubbo.
How'd that come about?
That was not my nickname. That was a friend, but that was his name. That came out of nowhere. But I had got my nickname Slick from working out. Said I do everything so easy. Call him Slick.
I like that one. And then the final one, man, we've been working with Eric Dorsey. He's the man behind the scenes at Illustrative Creations. He paints and puts the ideas and themes on your cleats and spikes. If you could have anything sprayed on your shoes, what kind of idea would you want on there?
I'd probably say my hometown back in Oakland, place I grew up in, Village, 85th right. Village.
Nice. And you know what? Since you said Oakland, what do you think? I didn't know you're from the Oakland area. What do you think about the Raiders leaving in a couple of years?
That was like a tough thing, sad moment. Because, you know, the Oakland Raiders are like legendary ever since John Madden, so it's like legend. Now I feel I'm up and leave to Vegas. It's kind of heartbroken.
Yeah. Well, hey, man, you could be suiting up for the Las Vegas Raiders or Oakland Raiders. Like I said, if everything works out for you, man, so it'd be kind of exciting. But hey, we appreciate you stopping by, man. We can't wait to find out where you land. We always like to send you off with the stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Thanks for having me on here.
Brought all once again. That is Rayshon Pringle, the standout running back / special teammates from Southern Utah, joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.